Hey, boys and girls, welcome back to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. My name is Coach Phil Houston. I'm here with one of my favorite people in the world, Miss Jana Brooke of Jana Brooke Fitness. Hi, Jana. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I am doing awesome. And we're gonna have a great conversation with Jana in just a second. But first, a little quick housekeeping. If you're listening to us on iTunes, do me a favor. If you find some value here today, drop us a 5-star rating so people can find this podcast and get some of the value out of it that you're getting. And as always, if you have questions for me, you know how to get me. You can come right through the Anchor FM website. You can get to me through my website, Coach Phil Houston. Just spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. I'm on Twitter, at Phil Houston, and on Instagram, at Coach Phil Houston. But absolutely enough about me. I want to dive right in with Miss Jana. And Jana, I would love it if you would just tell my audience kind of who you are, what you're about, what you got going on, and I know why you're special. We'll let them know too.
Well, let's try and summarize it. So I'm a full-time fitness professional. I have been doing fitness for approximately 9 years now. I've been doing group fitness for about 6 of that and personal training and fitness for about 3. I have built a brand called Dumbbell Bombshell Fitness, and I actually come on site on location to corporations now within Lexington, Kentucky. I'm training them as a whole, trying to incorporate meal planning and trying to teach people and educate them on eating cleaner and then incorporating a lifestyle that is manageable and maintainable. Something fun and creative that they actually want to engage into and not dread and, you know, go to unwillingly. So I try to spark a fire for people, for fitness, for their lives, for longevity, not just short term, not just 5 pounds here and there or for this occasion or that occasion. I like to, you know, give them a tool, give them a resource that they actually want to use and implement. So that's me.
All right. Pretty cool. And for those of you who don't currently follow Jana on social media, it's at Jana Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, right?
Yes.
Fitness on Instagram. And she's had a really cool journey. We're going to talk a little bit about that too, because I've known you about 5 years now, going on 5 years. And I've seen you make some amazing changes in your own life and your own business, right? Your own professional life. But I've also kind of watched you go through some stuff personally that I thought was pretty interesting. And from a four-pillar fitness perspective, I'd love for you to share some of that with our listeners in just a minute. But tell everybody a little bit about the Dumbbell Bombshell brand. Okay. And kind of where that came from and where it's gone. I kind of got a little bit of a sense of that, but where did it come from? What's happened to it, and why is it so important to you?
So I actually adopted that name, I think it was in 2013. That name found me. I didn't find it. I was actually in a group messenger on Facebook, and we were just all things girls and fitness and all things fun related. And actually somebody called me that one day. They were like, you're just the Dumbbell Bombshell, which I totally took as a compliment. Was not a fail. I was like, yes, I am. So I remember messaging her, and I was like, you know what? I feel like related to that. I feel something with that. It's pulling me. She's like, girl, take off with it. And I immediately got out of the messenger, and I went online, bought the URL. It was available, thank goodness. And from there, I registered my LLC. All this happened within like 6 months of like just sort of looking at it and playing with it. And I was like, I'm going to create a logo. From there, I had somebody design the website. And then I put it on a hat. And the hat glows in the dark. And, of course, that was magical for me. I was like, this hat's awesome. That's the only hat right now. We've got to get more of those in production. But fast forward, obviously, to now, my brand is me. I mean, every day, I represent my Dumbbell Bombshell brand, growing it, sharing it. Again, my Instagram is kind of my funnel for that. And I just try and share as much as I can through Instagram. While carrying that name, and I guess gaining credentials with that. It is in the works to have more retail this year. I'm going to hopefully have shirts, and again, with the logo, it's growing, and branding is huge for me right now. And then also I'm going to be creating a program through my website through the Dumbbell Bombshell name. But it's really helped me have some structure whenever times where there were no structure, there was no vision. You know, fitness has always been kind of like my landing place for whenever, you know, I didn't know where to go. And it's been a sanctuary for me. You know, the gym has, well, even not necessarily the gym, but me getting up and knowing that I wanted to move my body. And I was grateful for having that ability. Whenever times were uncontrollable, you can control one thing, and it's to get up and move sometimes, and being grateful for that and thankful for that. So just the brand has stuck with me, and I can get up and be excited for Dumbbell Bombshell every day. Like, I get excited when I hear that name and when somebody else carries it with them or knows it or asks for a shirt or asks for, you know, a hat. It's a growing, it's like something you can physically see and it grow. So it's exciting.
So it's your baby. So
yes, it is baby, my baby. Right?
So, interesting. You know, you talked about, and you didn't use this phrase, but it's thrown around a lot. It's a personal brand, right? It truly is an extension of who you are and what you're about. And that's an interesting thing, because for a lot of people listening, you know, they're people like us, they're in the fitness field in one way or another. You're in the fitness field very differently than I am. I don't get modeling gigs because I have a face for radio. But the fact of the matter is that we each have our place, and we talk about this when we're out there in Arizona doing our thing. If you're listening right now and you're in the fitness profession, you probably couldn't have two kind of more different approaches to personal branding than Jana's and mine. And I'm not going to talk about mine at all, but I will talk about hers. I come from a very different position in my personal brand than you do. Your personal brand clearly starts with who you are, what you do, what you can do, and to a large degree, what you look like, right? So you've built not only this brand, but you've built this physique and this physique practice to go along with it. And that has some risks, right? That has some stuff going on there, because your brand is you. You don't have two separate social media accounts. You don't have two separate, you know, kind of lifestyles, if you will.
Correct.
What are some of the things that people need to be aware of, right, when they get into a situation like yours where their personal brand truly is an extension of them and there isn't that secondary pathway for it? What should they be looking for? What should they be aware of? And what advice can you give them?
So just being aware of, you know, we all have our private lives, and then what we will allow the outside world to see and share. But it's still having to carry that genuineness in both lives. And I am a huge advocate for that, because I know so many of us, we do just post the highlights, right? And it's so easy to get caught up in that. And, you know, people can look at my stuff and they could see the highlights, but a lot of the stuff that I've posted have come from my most painful days. But they could be the most magnifying, most magnitude of movements, because I felt like I had to drain that pain somehow. I had to, you know, go toughen myself up. And, you know, maybe I didn't put that in my words, but, you know, it was there, and I'll remember it. But, you know, showcasing everything that is real, it does not need to be two different people. It needs to be a private and a personal, or a private and a showcase, so to speak, but, you know, the good and the bad that may come with both, you know, I think that is allowed. And a lot of people want to hide the other, but I said, you got to admire the pain. That's been one of my statements this year for 2019. You have to sometimes stop and admire the pain. And in my posts, you know, I'll look at something and I'll know, you know. And I think it is important to pour out into your content portion, you know, your caption, what was really going on there, how you can really relate that to somebody else that's, you know, not just going to the gym to look good for the beach and all that. You know, there's other things to it. So that's what I would say.
That's some good advice right there. It's amazing to me. And you hit on something that I find really discomforting for me, because I am fairly authentic. And I think in my social media presence, I don't think everybody gets every ebb and flow of my emotions or my life, but I try to share some of the crap that pops up, as well as the shiny stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it's cool stuff, right? But being authentic means being willing to let the stuff show through, right? It doesn't have to be front and center. You don't have to shove it out for, you know, for everybody to feel sorry for you, but it needs to be reflected in how you express things that are important to you. And I think that's a key, and you hit on that, and I'm glad you did, because how many people do we know, and people that we actually know, right, in our profession, who the only thing you ever see is the ooh shiny part of their life. And I don't know about you, it's annoying as hell. it makes me crazy. It really does. And some of them are great people. We love them. They're great people. But it's like, my God, just one day, wake up with a zit or something to show it. Kind of crazy stuff. So one of the things that I saw happen for you in the last couple of years, you got some pretty awesome modeling stuff happening, or you did. I don't know if it's still going on, but you did. Didn't you do like a world tour or something where you were doing some modeling?
Making up words right
now. All right, maybe not a world tour, but you're getting around for a while there, girl.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So I was with a supplement company this past year, and they treated me very well. I got to fly out. I think we went to Miami a couple times, which was nice. I'm not gonna lie. Being in Kentucky and going to Miami is obviously good for me. we did some photo shoots. We were creating an ebook. I'm not sure exactly when all that launches. They don't tell me everything, but they just use my face for it. You just smile and nod and hope everything turned out. But yeah, so I was working with that supplement line pretty hardcore. And then, I was with Reebok there for a couple years, and they were flying us to the different conferences, which was more education based, and obviously just wearing their gear and making it look good at the conference. And then what else? Jazzercise. Hello. I got to go. I had the opportunity to go to Hawaii, Maui, Hawaii, with the CEO and inventor of Jazzercise, which is a tool that you utilize through the mouth to work the 57 plus muscles in your jaw and face and neck, chisels out the jawline, the masseter. Pretty cool guy, and a pretty cool product. And you know, that took me to Hawaii. I mean, that was awesome. So you just never know. Some of these products, you know, they're just, I was in Georgia for a line of, gosh, what was it? I don't even remember. they were slinging a lot of stuff.
That's my girl right there. That's my girl. Right?
World tour.
In full disclosure, I have to be completely honest and say that when I saw the first Jazzercise post, I chuckled really, really hard. Because I had to think for a minute, you know, is this for real? Like, are we kidding here? But then the more that I saw it, and the more that I saw some of your posts, I was like, you know what? Okay, I get it. I see what they're doing. Doesn't help me with my deadlifts, but I get it. It's okay. So what's next? What's next for Jana and Dumbbell Bombshell Fitness and all that other good stuff?
Well, right now, the website is just, it's been sitting, and I'm ready to start launching an actual program through it. I actually have a lot of clicks on my website, which is dumbbellbombshell.com. And there's just really not a lot of interaction there yet. And that's actually, I have a couple people on the back end that are ready to come in with the cameras and the lights, and, you know, and I'm going to bring the attitude, of course, and we're going to put that together.
No way, not you. You know, no. Attitude, you.
Very subdued. but yeah, that's where I'm hopefully going next. We actually have some people interested in that and actually doing some advertising on my website. So that's nice. Kind of where all that stuff starts kicking in, and you start seeing the financial side of that grow a little bit, and it makes it easier to be able to give your time to that. So, so I'm wanting to be sure and obviously get you in a Dumbbell Bombshell hoodie the next time I see you.
Absolutely. I want one of those glow-in-the-dark hats. So, you know, I don't really wear hats, but I wear that one. I'd wear that one for sure.
Gotta make it different.
Absolutely. We're gonna get a lot more here with Dumbbell Bombshell Jana in just a minute, but first, a word from our sponsors. And welcome back to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. I am here with Jana Brooke, the original Dumbbell Bombshell, and we've been talking about everything from her world tour, if you will, to her social media presence and some of that stuff. And what I want to kind of dig in on now, Jana, and I know this is always hard for a lot of us, right? Because we don't want to talk about some of the stuff that's going on for us. But I know for a fact in the last four and a half years that I've known you, you've gone through some personal stuff that has really made you stronger, and has really kind of clarified for you a lot of what you want out of life. And I can appreciate that. You don't need to tell us everything, and I don't expect you to. I honestly respect that, but I know how important it's been to your development and to this amazing human being that you've become. And if you tell me you don't want to, I'll understand. But I would love it if you would share some of that journey with my audience and just kind of let them know that there's some awesome after the tough. Mm. And I think you exemplify that. So if you don't mind, if you would share some of that stuff with them.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for speaking, the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And you've definitely witnessed a lot of my growth and my self-discovery over the last few years. And absolutely. I can't be more thankful, first of all. So my first point of advice is having your people, right? The toughest times that I've ever went through was probably because of my own circle of people that I had around me, that I was afraid of judgment and I was afraid of feeling a certain way and looking a certain way and being, not accepted for my decisions. And sometimes our decisions have to be made for the betterment of us. And so I actually was married for 4 years, and my career actually started beginning to take a leap, and it was something that I had really, really wanted for a long time. And he also had a very good career, and those paths just started to sort of divide and take us apart. And so I had a decision to make, and I knew it wasn't going to be the most beautiful decision to have to come to, and we had to go our separate ways. So I have been divorced now for 3 years. And so if I didn't find the people that was accepting of me post that decision and post understanding that there is life after, tough choices, we sometimes would live in that valley, and I allowed myself to do that for a while. I never ever thought I would use the word depressed, and I've absolutely know that I've experienced that. Not wanting to get out of bed, not knowing who I wanted to talk to, if I wanted to talk to anybody. And if you know me at all for 5 minutes now, or, before that, that's not who I was on this earth to be.
for the record, audience, Jana talks to everyone. Okay. She even talks to me. So there you go.
I don't do strangers. It makes me feel weird. So to me, I just, it was just really hard to come into a place in the world where you are just not yourself anymore, and waking up and facing that person every day and not certain if you'd ever find the other you again. So whenever you can go somewhere and feel comfortable, and I don't mean to bring this into Activate, but it is resounding.
Fire away.
So Activate Conference came into my life, and the people that came into my life through fitness that brought us together. I went there thinking it was going to be about dumbbells and barbells and, PRs and all these, these superficial things that sometimes come with the industry of fitness and what we do. And I get there, and it was digging into my heart. It was opening me up wide open and saying, who are you? Who do you want to be? Who did, God send you here with a message? What is that message? Dig into that message. Are you carrying it? Are you giving it? And then even being poured into for bettering my message, and honoring the people that have helped me along the way with that. So I guess fitness, the dumbbells and all those things led me to this, comfortable place and setting with the right people that said, it's okay to go through this and experience this. And then now, we're going to rise up together. And oh man, talk about a weight lifted off of me. And just a growing like I have never experienced in my life, and something that I now thirst for. And if I'm not feeling like I'm getting, you know, that next step or that next idea, or the next, you know, motivation, inspiration, I'm dead in the water, you know, just like, what is it? Tom says, no dead fish, you know,
no dead fish.
And, I believe that fully, because I think sometimes in the world we forget that people are really here to help one another. Because sometimes we see a lot of the bad and we magnify, you know, that, but we got to magnify the good. And once you can do that, man, it's a new day, and it's a different day. And it's changed my life for sure.
You know, and you hit on something, you know, right there at the end. I mean, that the story is, thank you for sharing that. I mean, I can't thank you enough. I mean, it seems to be a trend on the podcast that I get people to tell me stories that, you know, maybe they'd rather not tell again, but that illustrate things for my audience about, you know, emotional and mental and spiritual fitness. It's not just, as you said, it's not just about dumbbells and barbells and PRs. There's so much more to us. We weren't put here by accident, right? Every single one of us has a mission, so to speak. You know, we have something that we're here for. You, I think, and I'm watching you over the last 5 years, I think you're discovering yours on a daily basis. And it wouldn't have happened, right, had you not gone through this. And so I would never say I'm glad you went through it, I'm glad you came through it. So I think that's the important thing. The other thing that you said, and finding that group of people that will just accept you, but not just accept you, but challenge you. Right. So one of the things that happened at Activate, and we saw this year too, was even more so. And we'll talk about Activate and what it was in just a second. But if the people that you count on to be supportive don't challenge you when you're off base, right, or just anytime, their value is just as kind of a soft landing, right, a place where you can go run and hide. People who challenge you and say, you know, why do you think this, or why do you feel this way, or why did you do these things? It's not confrontation. They're trying to figure out how to help you do it, be better, right? And that's, I think, the Activate family does that for sure. I mean, for sure they do that. And I'm really glad that you share that with my audience. For all of you listening, Jana and I have been part of a thing called Activate. It's active and spelled out the number 8, EIGHT. It's part of Active Prayer and Active Fitness, an organization that is based in Phoenix, Arizona. Good friend of ours, Dave Jack, who I'm going to have on a podcast in the next couple of weeks, by the way. I'm pretty excited about that. It's a group of spirit-minded fitness professionals trying to make sense of a metric-driven world. And that's the kind of the tagline that we came up with for it. And Jana does that really, really well because, and Jana, you're very good at the X's and O's, right? You're excellent at the X's and O's, the programming side, putting together, you know, group fitness programming, personal training. But what is it that you think people need other than the X's and O's that they're really not getting from most traditional personal trainers or strength and conditioning coaches, group fitness instructors?
I think that, you know, a lot of my clients, they have started calling me like their life coach. So it's about, I think it's a connection. The spiritual aspect is definitely there, and their why, you know, their why are you coming in here every day and continuing to train, and knowing just the words that happen to motivate them more so than what the workout may be. It's critical for my clients, you know, because they're not all in there to be CrossFit athletes, and they know that. They're in there to be better for their kids. They're in there to be able to, you know, leave work and feel good for the weekend and not just go home and die out on the couch, you know. And more so for me specifically, I need that, like I call it my sanctuary. I need that space. I need that time. I need the music. I need, you know, my thoughts to come together, or my head to be clear, and that I get that from going to the gym. I mean, I really don't get that from anywhere else right now. And I don't know. I don't really do the X's and O's. I don't really put, you know, the PRs up or anything. It's just, it's all just mind and mind body, and that's my time, you know. It's just my time to be better, and that's really it.
So how do you think we as professionals can help our clients understand that better when they're constantly faced with, you know, with what media shows them as the sort of the pinnacle of fitness, right? So look like this person, push this much weight, run this time, do this kind of stuff. How do we as professionals, how do you think, or how do you do it maybe? How do you think that we as a profession can kind of get across to folks that there's something more to their fitness life than just those PRs and those numbers?
Well, you know, I actually, whenever I'm training, I give people just their time. I put a board up and I say, this is the body group that we happen to be working today, the muscle group that we're going to work. But, you know, you don't have to compete against anybody but you. Okay. And I want you to get better personally. I don't want you to look at the next guy and be like, he did 5 rounds, so I'm going to do 6 because of that. No, I want you to do it because you feel good and your body says to you, yes, I can and I will. I think, you know, instead of putting all these, you know, gosh, the American Ninja War, all these crazy like things that are just like, what are you going to use that for? You're going to hurt yourself. You know, it's just making realistic expectations, you know, and still challenging, but in a different way that's mobile for you, for you know, just what makes sense for your life and functional movement. And I don't know. I want to convey that to my people. I do. And I feel like they don't go in there with this mindset, like, I've got to be better than flipping what Rich Browning and all these, you know, Reebok athletes. I think that they get it. Like, they go in there and they look at themselves and they're seeing their differences. But they're also, you know, laughing while they're doing their workouts, and like they're having like they're starting to associate these positive words in the gym that maybe they used to not do or want or feel or have. And it's just different. It's an environment that they want to be in and that they're craving. And I don't think it's so much about the aesthetics and the superficiality of, oh, let me get a selfie or let me flex my muscle. It's just like, I feel freaking good and I'm so flipping happy I came, you know, and their 30 minutes has transformed their day, you know, and that's what I want them to carry, you know, not their six pack. They're not all getting the six pack. Okay.
Well, we know, right, that if they're enjoying the workouts, they're going to come back for more workouts, and that's going to lead to getting a six pack anyway. So it's the habits lead to the result, right? If you're a young coach, and you just heard that, this is what I would suggest: rewind this and listen to that 3 or 4 times, because that's the essence of how you really make change in people. You can't make it by beating it into them from the outside. You've got to get it from the inside, right? It's got to be intrinsic in nature. There's no question about it. No question about it. Thank you for that, Jan. I really appreciate that. So at this point, what's, I know you were talking about the website is next. Mm-hmm. What other exciting stuff you got going on in your life? Is there anything you want folks to know about?
You know what? It's funny you say that, because I really wouldn't have had another answer to tag on until this morning. I actually just went and met with an author of a book that I actually look up to very much. He's actually based here. He was on a panelist with me here of Lexington influencers on social media and otherwise. And he said that I captivated the audience and that I engaged everyone. And I said, wait, what? The author, the book, this guy is like,
how about that?
I'm like, so I'm actually kind of on a little bit of a high right now. And he inspired me this morning. I think I'm going to start looking into writing a book, possibly, about, well, I don't know if you saw my new hashtag. It's called, or my new hashtag is, there's nothing basic about this bitch.
I did see that. I thought that was very, very amusing. And actually, For those of you who don't know Jana, that's really appropriate. That is really appropriate. There is nothing basic about this bitch, and if you spend 5 minutes around a fire pit with her, you'll find that out.
There's some deeper stories here.
What happens at fire pit stays at fire pit. End of story. Okay, I'm not even going there.
But so I guess inspiration wise, horizon wise, hopefuls and wishes is going to be, he actually told me how he wrote his first book, and I actually have it with me right now. And I was just like looking at it, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to sit down and like have a book. He wrote this book in under 3 months, and he literally told me what he did. It was just like an hour every day that he sat and did, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the kind of thing that I lack, is that sit down and just literally the zero in. I have a really hard time. really hard time. And so that's gonna be one of my goals of 2019, is looking into more of like deciding what I really want to give to people and what that legacy looks like, and what, you know, I can and put down to paper and make sense and relate. Absolutely. And give so that. And then also I'm actually looking into more motivational speaking now, because of what he actually gave life to me today, because I did not know that he remembered me and so forth. And he said I was a standout on stage. So it's like, thank you. So more of that.
Good. Hopefully. Good.
Yeah.
Well, your story, right? Your story is powerful. There are hundreds, thousands of women probably in identical situations to where you were, right? Or God forbid worse, because it could be worse, obviously. Sure. And if you can inspire some of them to make change in their life and look, or at least see it differently, right? That's the first step. That's a huge thing. And that's definitely a gift to them, from you and from God. And that's important. So I'm really happy for you. And writing that book, go get it, girl.
Let's hope. Let's do it.
Having written a book and working on another one, I can tell you that if you can do 5 minutes a day, start with that.
Let's start there.
Yeah, start there. It took when I wrote my first book, Alchemy, it was really from the heart, because it was about youth fitness and the science and art and youth fitness. And it took me about 3 months to actually write the book, and another 2 months to stop trying to be a perfectionist.
There you go. Yeah.
So, and I had a really great editor named Toby Brooks, who's a friend and a really great guy, who was really tough on me. Your editors will be very tough on you. So just so you know, and if you're those of you in the audience, if you're thinking about writing a book, I would absolutely recommend getting an editor who will work along with you rather than only look at the finished product. So I was able to send chapters to Toby and have him look at them and say, you need to document this, you need to get this, where does this come from, blah, blah, blah. So it's a really big help when you have someone who's with you on the process rather than just looking at the finished product. So that would be my advice. So two things. For anybody who's listening who's never met me or Jana, you have an opportunity to come and spend some quality time with us in Phoenix, Arizona this October, at the Activate Conference. And if I'm not mistaken, we're talking a possibility of one in Texas as well.
With J-Fit,
exactly. So with Josh Corona of Sweatshop Dallas, all right, go look him up on Instagram as well. J-Fit, he has no idea we're talking about him. All those ears are burning. That's okay. I got to get him on the podcast too. I love him. But if not in Texas, definitely in Arizona in October, you can come out and spend some quality time with us and find out exactly why we're so comfortable together. And even more so why Jana is so comfortable with my wife, Mary Jo, who is, you know, far cooler.
She's living awesome.
She's way cooler than I am. That's for sure. But that's all right. But you check that out online, the Activate Fitness Conference, which will be this year will be Craft again. We're rolling back to block one. That was so much fun the first year.
Oh yeah.
Heavy on the how to and things like social media, right? So it's such an important aspect of what we all do now. And if you don't know how to manage it for you, it'll kill you. It really will. So that'll be fun. Come see us in October. And I love to end all these Happy Hour Friday interviews, Jana, with a thing I call the lightning round. So give you the option to play or not. I'll tell you how it goes, and you can tell me if you want to play. I ask you a question. You have 30 seconds to answer. All right. You will have no idea what the questions are, and they may or may not involve fitness at all.
Oh, Lord.
So what do you think? You want to play?
How many questions? Five?
Just two. Two questions. Two.
Oh, sure.
Easy stuff. All right. The first question is, I want to make sure I put this correctly. What is the one thing that you do for yourself that nobody in the world knows you do except you?
Nobody knows this, but there are times whenever I will break down and I write my prayers down. And I think other people do that, but it's something that I have found that I will go back to in my notes and things, and I can reread these prayers and literally relive the moment that I was in. And people don't, I think that some people would be surprised that I do that sometimes. And if anybody comes across these prayers, they would probably be like, oh, Moses.
I can tell you that I did not know that about you. It doesn't surprise me, but I did not know that about you. And that's actually a really cool thing. All right. So second question. What is the one food, healthy or otherwise, that Jana cannot live without?
Oh, goodness gracious, there's so many. Currently, right as we sit, the white Oreos. They're definitely been stocked in my flipping. I just nibble on them from time to time. I can't stop.
White
you.
Oreos. All right.
I can't right. stop you.
All right. So if you're up for it, you want to do one more?
Yeah, sure.
Because you were quick. You were quick. All right, here we go. Ready? Okay, and I'll give you a choice. You can answer in either direction or both, okay?
Okay.
Who is your favorite Disney princess and why? Or who is your favorite superhero and why?
Aurora, which is Sleeping Beauty. And because she's blonde and she's blonde and she's pretty. Oh, I'm gonna finish that. No, the story is the coolest, which, you know, I kind of tapped out on the love story of it, but I'm good with her. She was just, you know, calm and mild mannered and classy, and, you know, just I like that. I try to emulate that classic side. But I'm from the country. I'm a little redneck, and so the redneck comes out a lot. Phil, I have to. Rain it in.
Oh, really? I've never seen that happen with you. I'm joking here. I don't
see me around a bonfire with a marshmallow.
it's like a war zone. Are you kidding me? Don't get between you and those s'mores. I got it. I understand that. I got
it's
smart.
Charcoal.
I got smart last year. It's okay. that is fantastic. And it's funny because calm and mild manner is how I typically think of you.
I'm working on it.
Listen, we love you the way you are, Jan. Don't change a thing. Thank you so much. That was fun. And so, Jana, tell people how they can get in touch with you if they have questions or they want to talk with you.
Absolutely. So Instagram is my main claim to fame right now. That's at JanaBrooke Fitness. On Instagram. Also, you can click my website and you can email me through there with any questions, cares, comments, concerns. And then if you're interested in my programming, all of that's going to be coming to the website. And what else?
And the website is dumbbellbombshell.com.
Yes, dumbbellbombshell. Yes. And I think that's pretty much the main way. I'm not going to give out my number. So.
Nope, you don't need to.
Don't do that. Make that mistake.
Give out someone else's number. That's a lot of fun. it's a lot of fun. All right. Well, Jana, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Phil. This was fun.
You know, I love you. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast and want to reach me, you can do so through anchor.fm. At Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. You can reach me on Instagram at Coach Phil Houston. Just spell her last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. And on Twitter at Phil Houston. Again, spell the last name right. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And as always, keep the faith and keep after it and have a fantastic day.